I'm getting excited. We're on the cusp of festival season, the Adelaide Fringe coming to the regions, including through Murray Bridge and the Fleurieu Peninsula. While Stirling Fringe has been postponed, there are still things happening in the Adelaide Hills. Jo O'Callaghan, the head of programs of development at the Fringe, joins me now. Hi, Jo. You got butterflies at the moment. Oh, are you excited?
It's so exciting. There are so many butterflies, but it's such a wonderful energy in the air, and I can't wait for Fringe to start.
Yeah, and it used to be just a little thing on the fringes. Now it's bloody massive, isn't it?
I know. It's actually huge and it grows every year. And, you know, we keep thinking that things might take a smaller turn or we might have less events or sell less tickets. But, you know, even in the midst of COVID, we're still having a great time and seeing lots of events register and people doing some amazing things all over the state.
Great. So we've got comedy, cabaret, what sort of lots of different genres, right?
Yeah, so there's about 13 different genres in Fringe, everything from sort of workshops and talks where you could learn to speak a different language or make a belt that you can take home, from like comedy, cabaret, circus, music, theatre. Interactive is a big genre actually this year that's taken on some really exciting new ventures with virtual reality and augmented reality and some really exciting new locations. And film and digital as well have had some great stuff happening. So it's been really exciting to see the program pulled together over the last couple of months.
Brilliant. In a moment, we're going to talk hills and Fleurieu. How about the rural city of Murray Bridge? People in the community really love coming together for this one, and there's quite a few things going on. I think about 16 unique performances over 10 days.
Absolutely. And the town hall at Murray Bridge is going to come alive for 10 days across the season. And, of course, we'll see the Street Theatre on 6th in Murray Bridge happening on the 26th of Feb, which is a free, family-friendly event that takes place with a lot of amazing artists coming up to Murray Bridge and just showing you their best 15 or 20 minutes. So that'll be really exciting to see that happen again in 6th Street, Murray Bridge. But also all of those amazing ticketed events will be at the Town Hall along with some other venues in the city. So really exciting stuff. Some of the highlights there definitely are the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars. Kev Propinyary, who was performing his solo show at Murray Bridge last year, joins Sean Chalbra, Steph Tisdall and Andy Saunders to present an amazing lineup of comedy for Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars. And then we've got some great shows for kids as well. My favourite definitely would be Betong and Buddies. It's a new musical work that showcases some of Australia's native animals, which is really exciting.
Oh, cool. Also, normally quite a lot happening in the hills, a little bit different this year through the region.
Normally, Adelaide Hills residents would be familiar with the Stirling Fringe and all the amazing things that happen up there. But this year we're seeing things broaden out into a more broader kind of Adelaide Hills program. So I'm really intrigued by the Andrew Lloyd Webber Phantom in the Forest is one to mention. Oh. I think that's at St Clair Gully Wine. So that's an immersive experience in nature that will take you on a musical journey through the Candlebark Forest, which I think sounds absolutely fantastic. And then you've got loads of live music and cabaret and some visual art as well. The Paint and Sip Van Gogh specials coming up. There's Siobhan Owen in a Celtic story with her harp. An Afternoon of Wine, Woman and Song is also playing in the hills, and lots of amazing folk music as well. So it's really a broad and exciting program. There's going to be lots of stuff happening right across the hills.
Great. And then down through the south coast, both the Onkaparinga and Victor Harbour councils are taking part in some events, I hear.
Yes, absolutely. So we've got Fringe in Victor Harbour again, which is one of those free family-friendly events that's going on the 27th of February. So bring your picnic, bring your picnic rug, and stay tuned for a lineup of Adelaide Fringe's best artists from circus, cabaret, music, and everything in between. You'll see us there at Victor Harbour. And then alongside that, there's the Artisan Markets as well, which is really exciting, and a few other ticketed events that will be happening across Victor Harbour across the season. In Onkaparinga, we've got some great things happening down in the Fleurieu. Narangiri Row is a visual art and design exhibition that's happening at Red Coles in McLaren Vale. They're also doing an opening night to the exhibition, which will include some ceremony and talks and workshops with the artists. So I definitely recommend getting along to see that at Red Coles Art Gallery in McLaren Vale. Similarly, there's some great family-friendly stuff with Pico and the Golden Lagoon, which is happening at Red Coles as well as the main theatre at Marion Cultural Centre. So for those of you that don't want to venture all the way into the city, there's some good options there as well.
Awesome. I know in the past there's been some great live music down on the south coast. Do you know if there's anything like that happening this time?
There's definitely a lot of live music. If you look at the list online, there's a list of everything that's happening in the City of Onkaparinga Council area, and there's a lot of live music in that space. I know the 64 are coming down and doing a show at the Hopgood Theatre. Similarly, we've got Wilbur the Optical Whale, which is great for the kids, which is a sort of hybrid theatre music piece. As you scroll through on the website, you'll see endless amounts of music that is heading down to the Fleurieu Peninsula in various venues across the season.
And you can break it down, can't you, when you go online? You can categorise how you want to search for different things, like whether it is the style of entertainment or where it is or what date, things like that.
Absolutely. So we've got lots of filters on our website, which I definitely recommend everyone has a look at. So if you did want to choose music as a genre and the weekend that you were down there, you can also search a specific filter in a specific area. So as you go through the filters, you'll see special programs, or right down the bottom there's a filter for regions, and in that you can put in Fleurieu Peninsula, you can put in Adelaide Hills area, etc., and then it'll really localise what fringe shows are on near you.
Excellent. Well, have a fabulous festival season. All the best. Try to get in as much as you can. Oh my goodness, it must be impossible, but
No, it's really exciting, and I really love that we're seeing Fringe branch out into more regional contexts, and every year we see more and more audiences going to regional events as well, so it's really good to see both artists and audience alike getting together and having those great experiences out and about outside of Adelaide.
Jo O'Callaghan from Fringe, do you have any things you want to go check out, anything you want to plug or spruik? You can always shoot me a text if you like. It is a bit overwhelming, so any tips would be great. 0417063 963, and we're talking about accessibility yesterday with more things that people can get up to, you know, trialling some motorised wheelchair bikes on the south coast at the moment. And then I saw something popping up in my emails, the first ever, world first wheelchair dance floor happening in Adelaide Fringe as well. So there you go.